The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans 360, we're coming to you from Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine. We'll hear from Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Plus, Drew Doherty chats with defensive line coach Paul Pasqualoni and Greg Cosell from NFL Films, Andre Hal, and more coming up right now on Texans 360. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360, your weekly look at what's happening with your favorite football team. And welcome to Indianapolis, home of the NFL Scouting Combine, the annual showcase of college talent with the draft approaching in late April, early May. Well, no better guy to kick off the show with than Texans Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. We caught up with him in Indy this week. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris at the Scouting Combine with Texans General Manager and Executive Vice President Rick Smith. Rick, how's it going today?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm impressed with the set here, man. I mean, this is an impressive deal. So I'm happy to see you guys. It's good to see a familiar face. I've been in Indy now for a few days. I came on Sunday for competition committee meetings, and so that's done now. We had our last meeting today, so I'm excited about getting going with the scouting.
Is this like a game day kind of feel for you? I mean, you got to really gear up for this doing what you do.
Mark, you got to manage your emotions. It's a long process. Okay. So it's not necessarily game day, but it's an exciting time. I mean, it's a real opportunity for us to help our football team and to improve, and a lot of good football players here, and it's exciting.
Rick, you've been coming to Combine in a lot of different capacities, as a coach, scout, GM. What part of it do you value the most?
Probably the interview process. I mean, that's when you really, at least from my perspective, I try to get out on the road as much as I can, John, but obviously having to manage what's happening in the building, I'm not in those offices and on campus a lot. And so this is really, the first time that I've had exposure just to sit down with a lot of these prospects. I do some of that in the All-Star games, at the East-West game, at the Senior Bowl. I take advantage of those opportunities. But really, for me, this is one of the first chances that I will get to really sit down and talk to these men. And so that part of it is probably the most valuable piece for me.
And we know how important character is, besides athletic ability, when you're evaluating these players. So do you ask them certain questions to lead into that? And how do you discover that about them, Rick?
Well, first of all, our scouts do an excellent job of doing a lot of the background work. And so for most of these players, we know about their histories. If we have to tease out certain things that have happened in their past, mm-hmm. that we have questions about, those are the things that we can get to pretty quickly because we have the foundation and the basis for what they've been through and what they've done from our scouts.
Rick, we talked about this a little bit, the underclassmen. Now, there are a few underclassmen that are here at the Combine that have been in recent years that declared, but how difficult is it to really, this is the first time you're getting a chance to meet with them. Some you mentioned, Senior Bowl, East-West, you get a chance with the seniors, but now the underclassmen, you're really meeting for the first time. How difficult does that make the process?
Well, you're right, and that's something that when you go back historically and you look at the numbers over the last few years, it has really doubled from the number of juniors that used to come out that are coming out now. I think we've set records the last, two of the last 3 years, we've set records in terms of the number of juniors that have declared. And so it does put you, behind the eight ball a little bit. And so what we've done is we try to gain as much information, or we try to stay at least aware of who some of those guys are as the process is, moving, through the fall and into, the latter part of the season. And certainly we want to encourage as many of these players to stay in school as possible. And so we're not doing any type of active evaluation on any of those guys until they declare and until they do declare. But you're right, it is somewhat of a catch-up game when you talk about some of those junior prospects, and that's why another reason why this environment is so important, because, we've got everybody here. You can get all that information that you need.
Rick, does what you see that's available in the draft affect how you approach free agency before the draft?
That's a great question, Mark. And really, when you talk about, improving your football team, by and large, you've got two opportunities to do that. You've got free agency to do that, and you've got the draft. Now, you obviously can augment your roster, year-round, whether it's with waiver wire claims or guys that are on the street. But really, the bulk of your opportunity is in the draft and in free agency. And so when you look at those two, universe of potential guys that you could add to your football team, you do look at the draft maybe a little bit differently than free agency. Free agency happens before the draft, obviously, and so you can look at that and say, well, there are this many guys or this position looks this way in the draft. And so maybe free agency from that standpoint, you don't have to necessarily go out and fill a need. But you can't do that reverse in the reverse, you know.
Right.
So and because the draft is so subjective, it's also so fluid. You know, if you did too much of that, Mark, and you said, okay, we need a running back, well, the draft has tons of running backs. Well, you get to the draft, and if you don't have a running back that's valued at the point where you are ready to take a running back, then you reach and you make a mistake.
Right.
So you have to make sure that you evaluate things independently. We've talked about that a lot, where you never, at least we don't, do any of our evaluations relative to what we need on our football team, because I think when you do that, you make mistakes.
We can talk about the value of interviews, getting a chance to meet these players up close and personal, but everybody sees the NFL Network, all the on-the-field drills. Is there anything there that you're particularly looking for at particular positions or at any position? You just want to see them move, stiffen the hips. Is there anything that you're looking for in particular with the on-the-field drills?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, each position has position specifics, and that's why each position has a different set of drills. And so what we're looking for within those, you know, individual drills by those positions are the things that we're going to ask those guys to do. And so you are looking specifically at how a guy executes a certain technique or how a guy moves or how he does, you know, a certain drill, because that's going to, you know, give you an idea of if he can do what you're going to ask him to do when you bring him on campus.
Rick, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck with the whole process.
Thanks, guys.
Great to visit with Texans Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. You can catch that entire interview and more from Rick and Coach Bill O'Brien on HoustonTexans.com. And speaking of the website, how about the top five videos of the week? It's time for the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com, presented by Wingstop. At number five, Deepi Sidhu catches up with Colts punter Pat McAfee, who has some interesting things to say about the Texans. At number four this week, Washington coach Jake Gruden talks about his relationship with Texans assistants George Godsey and Pat O'Hara. At number three, it's Dear Drew. At number two this week, Rick Smith at the Combine. And the number one video of the week on HoustonTexans.com, Bill O'Brien at the Combine. For all these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.